Welcome to season 3 of the Faithful Entrepreneur Podcast. Thank you so much for being here. We ask that you continue to share and download these episodes with your faith-filled entrepreneur friends. We need faith leading business more than ever right now. And we are really trying to up our game this coming year to support you in this. My name is Jen Kleiber, owner of the educational consulting company, Pressing Onward, creator of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Community, and your host as we journey through this business-building life together. I am so excited to introduce you to our guest today. Tracy Hill is the co-founder of Journey Strong, a company focused on blending the brain and body science to help women regain control in their health. She is also the co-host of the Limitless Health Podcast, which is designed for anyone who has ever felt stuck, frustrated, or overwhelmed in achieving the health that they desire. Tracy Hill and Jessica Midkiff use their expertise as doctors of physical therapy and certified master neurocoaches to bring an up-leveled perspective to the health coaching industry. Their one-of-a-kind coaching style employs the brain science that holds the key to discovering what holds you back in your body and changing your behavior in support of the health you really want. So Tracy, welcome. I am so looking forward to our conversation today.
Hi, thanks for having me today.
Absolutely. So let's just dive in here. How did you start or become part of your current business?
Well, I'd have to say it's definitely been a journey and a process, hence the name Journey Strong as our business name. But as I was working in the clinical environment as a physical therapist, I was working with a lot of active people, and I also shifted into working with a lot of postpartum women, a lot of moms. And as I was working with specifically these women and with their injuries, their limitations, I also saw they were struggling on such a deeper level. And I could give them all the amazing exercises in the world to get the results, to manage their pain, to lose the baby punch, whatever it was. But if it came down to they just couldn't do it because they were so stuck in themselves of feeling unsupportive, feeling guilty, just feeling like their body wasn't good enough, or feeling that just overall overwhelm, basically, of can't do this. All those amazing exercises and techniques and expertise that I could offer them, it wasn't going to value them if they couldn't stick with it. And so that's kind of how I shifted and evolved and said, I need to get out of the clinic, because if anyone's been to, you know, the traditional healthcare system lately, especially, it's fast paced and it's let's treat your symptom, let's move on, let's push you through. And I just felt like I could not spend the time that I needed with these women to really get to the root and really support them in the way that they needed to for their lasting long-term health, because it really mattered.
Yeah, I love that God gave you the discernment to recognize that, you know, to look past the job that you had to do. And I also think that he really gave you a heart for your patients, because I think a lot of people would be frustrated in that situation. Like, why aren't you doing the exercises that I tell you to do? Why aren't you doing what you need to do? You're not going to get better. But God really gave you compassion for these people. And I think it's so awesome that you turned that into your journey, you know, into your life's work. I love the name of your business also.
Health is a journey. It's not a destination. And so it's not a matter of just, hey, let's get the quick fix. Let's feel better. Let's manage our pain. Let's lose the 20 pounds and move on. Check, did it. It's how can I keep this for the journey, for the long haul, and understand all the ways that it matters in every aspect of your life.
Wow, that's really powerful and really good and really effective, you know?
Yeah.
Much more effective than just treating the symptoms.
You know, most people will treat the symptoms. And, you know, it's funny because as my business partner, Jessica and I, we've evolved over this into more of the online space. We realized even in the clinic, I always wanted to know what was the source of your pain. You could come in with knee pain, with low back pain, with pelvic floor pain, and I could make you feel good. But ultimately, what was causing that thing? What was causing the tear, the, you know, deformity in your body? What was the underlying cause? Because we got to attack that. Otherwise, we're just putting a Band-Aid on it and it's going to keep coming back. And so that's always how we treat it as clinicians. But then we started realizing there's another layer to this than just the physical body. And it is that underlying source of the brain and the stories that we tell ourselves that literally are running the show of 90% of what we do every day. And so if you have this story in your head of, this is just my body, this is just the lot in life that I've got, or, you know, and I even heard this after having my own babies of like, this is just what you're going to get after you have a baby. It's healed, but good luck out there. That's what women are hearing. You've had three kids. Get over it. This is just what it is. And it's like, no, hang on. But that's the story that they're hearing of like, well, this is just as good as it's going to get. And I just have to accept that I'm going to just feel mediocre in my body from now on. And if that's the story that's running the show, every time you muster up that motivation and you're like, yeah, no, this time, okay, it's a new year. This time I'm going to get healthy. This time I'm going to lose the weight. I'm going to manage my pain. But that little chatter in the back of your head is telling you, no, you're not. You know that you can't do this. You've been here before. You've said this before. Remember that doctor who told you you've got this chronic condition that you're never going to feel good in your body again? No, you're not. And so that's the story that runs over and over and over. And until we get to that story, it's going to be like you're putting the gas pedal and the brakes on at the same time. And that's why you feel like you're grinding and pushing and like, I'm going to hustle and get to the gym and do all the right things. And dang it, I'm still not making the results. And it's because that key has not been unlocked.
Yeah. And boy, those stories affect every part of our life, not just our physical health, but they affect how we parent, they affect how we are a husband or a wife, they affect our friendships, they affect for sure our success and our business. And we have to recognize when those stories are coming into our brains.
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, most of our clients, they do come to us because they have a specific health goal or need in mind. But then they come back and they're saying, you changed the way that I mother. You changed the way that I show up in my business, how my marriage is going. Because A, these strategies work for other aspects of your life. But B, when you have your health and you actually feel good in your skin and feel energized and confident, all those other things are like dominoes. And it starts, you know, just causing this ripple effect. And that's what we don't understand sometimes when we set out to have that health goal is, how is it going to affect and impact in a positive way all those other things in your life?
Right. Well, like I said, I love the name of your business, and you have had quite a journey to get to where you are right now. So tell us a little bit about how you have seen God show up in your journey with entrepreneurship.
Oh, wow. How has God not shown up is the question. It's been so amazing. So when I finally took the plunge to quit my real job and start my business, I was definitely at a crossroads of my life. I knew that my marriage was going downhill. I realized that my husband's alcohol addiction was getting more than I could handle. And it seemed absolutely crazy and unsafe to start a business when I knew like my marriage was either going to totally just die off or this business could maybe help our family. I had to take the plunge because I knew either I was going to be a single mom and I wanted to do it in a way that was honoring to my boys through the season and me be well. So I took the plunge and I did it. And it was terrifying. And I questioned so many times, is this the right thing? And then walking through this basically through COVID and trying to build a business through COVID and try to homeschool, and my marriage has completely imploded and I realized I've got to get out of this situation. To see how God held me up in those moments that I was like, I'm going to be broke. I'm going to be homeless. I don't know what I'm going to do. God really showed up. And some of that was financially, some of that was people just being brought into my life. But it's so amazing. And, you know, when you're in the midst of just utter chaos in your life, it's hard to see everything. But looking back now, I'm like, wow. It has been such a journey that God has shown up. And I think there was complete divine timing and how it all played out and how my business plate has been playing out through this very scary season. And the fact that I was able to adjust and shift and adapt my business as I had to homeschool, you know, for any mom out there who had to homeschool last year, you know how challenging that was. And to see how God lifted me up and blessed my business and put the right people in my life at the right time allowed me to sell my house. I sold my house in 24 hours and I left with my boys in November of 2020. And it's so crazy to look back and think, wow, it's been a little over a year since we've been in this new house and how God has definitely provided for my boys and I through this crazy season. And through my business.
I love your story for so many reasons. As we talked before, I empathize with your journey because I took a similar journey several years ago. And part of being a spouse of somebody who is struggling with addiction is the realization of how little control we actually have on our lives. I know at least that was for me.
Totally.
I had to get to a point where there was, I mean, literally I was just like along for the ride because you just couldn't control the chaos.
There was days that I was just like, okay, God, I got nothing. I don't even know where to go. Make it happen.
Right.
If I have to get out of this relationship, then you better provide a path for me to do it.
Yeah. And then he does. And that's, you know, I think that the benefit of this particular journey is that we get to see God show up so big in ways that we could never even think of, that it grows our faith to the point where we are willing to take those risks. We are willing to say, okay, Lord, you've walked me through the fire before. Here we go again. You know, you're leading me in this direction. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense logically, but I'm willing to take that step. And I think a lot of people, my current husband, for example, who I'm oh so thankful for, but you know, he never really had that opportunity to have to be 100% reliant on God, you know? And so he struggled a little bit more with letting go of control, of taking those risks, of walking in faith, because he always felt like he kind of had a grasp on his life. We know that we need God, but until you have been brought to that place of recognition, sometimes it's really hard to let go and to take those big steps. And I think that that's one of the really positive things that comes out of a journey like the one that you are going through, is that you have gotten to see God in such tangible ways that it just gives you that confidence in Him that you need when you're scared, when you have anxiety, when you're worried, because things logically are still not going to make sense for a while. Mm-hmm. But you've seen him show up in such big ways. I think it really kind of pushes us along through the next steps of our journey. Have you seen that?
Oh, totally. And you know what? I'm a really good doer. I get stuff done. If I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it and I'm going to figure it out. But this time, you know, and just like you talked about that control piece, I can control all my ducks pretty well until I can't. And that was a real wake-up call of, you know, God was always in my corner, you know, it was there. I would pray, but it wasn't like, okay, I'm desperate.
Right.
I'm 100% desperate. I don't have any answers. I don't know what to do when it's midnight and you wake up and your husband's not home. You're desperate because you don't know what's coming. And that's scary. And that's when it was like, I don't know what to do. And I don't know what the right step is, because no matter what step I took was terrifying. So, you know, like none of them were safe. None of them were stable. And it was just like, okay, God, you got to take care of this because I don't know what to do.
Right.
And it's all I have. As hard as it was, as hard as it still sometimes is, I'm very thankful for what it taught me. You know, just what God has shown me of my need and more that I don't even have to.
Right.
You know, like I said, I like to do stuff. I get stuff done. I'm good at it. But I don't have to because it's not always my job to control everything. And it led me in such a great way in my business too, because health has always been relatively easy for me. And as I listened to so many women talk about their lives just being so overwhelming and chaos and unsupported and the kids and all the things, right? For a long time, I was like, just get it together. Just get it done. And then I had to make that step of my life is swirling apart. What does my health mean right now? And how do I keep my health going when I'm super stressed and super overwhelmed? And how do I keep that rolling without it feeling like this heavy burdensome thing? And instead recognizing why does my health matter and what's it going to look like through this season? Because sure, it looks different than it did 10 years ago. But what's the uniqueness that matters that I keep my body and my health, my sanity, my brain in check through this chaotic season? And I knew what that was. And so I think it also helped me through my business of, hey, to the woman who's struggling out there and feels like she's drowning, I get it. I was in that place. And I recognized why the health piece mattered so much to me making that shift and coming through it relatively stable.
Right. When we can empathize, we can serve so much mm-hmm. better. I hear stories again and again and again as I get to talk to different entrepreneurs about how God takes their own experiences and then through those experiences makes them so much better equipped to serve their audience, you know, and sometimes it's in ways that they never even thought that they would be doing. I just think that you have such an incredible story, but I also think that the work that you're doing is so needed and so valuable and so impactful. So if our listeners want to get in touch with you, why don't you tell us a little bit more about your actual business, what you guys do, what you offer, and then how can they reach out to you or how can they find out more information about you?
I mostly hang out on Instagram at movement.warrior. We do have a Facebook community, Hardwired for Health. And what we do is we offer coaching for women who feel trapped in this start-stop cycle. And they struggle with consistency, whether it is the lack of time, the physical pain, the overwhelm of life. We give them a unique program for them. A unique pathway for their body, for their needs. But the biggest piece is taking through this brain and body science piece, because I can give you great exercises, tell you how to eat well, but you already know that, or you could go on Google and find that. But the key is the unique piece of it. And getting into the brain, like we talked about, like that root cause of what's keeping you stuck. And the biggest thing that we walk our clients through is A, getting really clear on what their health means to them and why it matters so that they can have a clear piece of the whole big picture rather than just, like I said, that destination. And then the ability to recognize those thoughts that creep up. And it's the thoughts of the time that you heard your mom say, oh, honey, that's just your genetics that you're going to be like that. Or, oh, just wait till you have kids and it's all over. Or you're just going to be a little overweight. That's your body type. Or the time that you were picked last as a kid on the soccer team. It's these little things that we don't even hear happen. And so we get our clients to recognize this piece. And get them out of the brain and actually like record them, get them on a piece of paper. And then from there, we teach them how to refute and say, is that really true? Is this story true 100%, 100% of the time? And usually it's funny because when you start hearing yourself say some of these stories out loud, all of a sudden you're like, whoa, that is not true. And you start fighting for yourself. And the difference between this and, you know, a lot of people are going to tell you just do some positive affirmations, just tell yourself you are strong. And those things don't work if you don't believe them. And so by going through this process, we actually give you evidence why those stories that you're saying are not true. Instead of just fake it till you make it, let's push those thoughts aside and muster up the energy and pony up. And then we give you the opportunity to rewire those thoughts. So now, instead of those negative thoughts that are automating, because 90% of what we do each day is literally running on autopilot. And so if we can rewire those thoughts into something that's serving you and serving what you want and serving your goal, now you've got a story that's running the show. So we start automating the health. The reason health is so difficult is because it's unknown and it's scary and you don't totally believe it. When we can automate the system and automate those stories that clearly set you up for success, whether no matter what, when life is going good or life is falling apart, when you get sick, when someone else gets sick, when crisis hits, you still know how to adapt and shift because you have rewired and hardwired this new system that's going to set you up for success. And so that's what we do with our coaching model, is take our clients through that so that they can have the consistency no matter what life throws at them.
Okay, I love it. So I just want to kind of sum up what I heard you just say to make sure that everyone's got it here. So when you come in contact with somebody who is feeling overwhelmed, who is feeling stuck, you know at that point that is not just a physical issue, that is a mental issue. And so the system that you walk them through is first to recognize the thoughts that are being detrimental to them moving forward, and then to help them refute those thoughts. And then third, to rewire the brain. I love what you said, by automating their health. I think that's so important, by making them those positive habits, right? Where they're not even thinking about it. It's what they fall back to, so that they're not always having to, it's not always a decision. It's just what you do naturally.
Yes. Yes. It's who you are. And that's just how you show up, no matter what happens around you. And it's been really cool to see, even one of our clients, she's dealt with chronic low back pain her whole life. And it was the story of, I work out, I get pain. See, this is why I can't work out. I'm never going to lose weight because every time I work out, I get low back pain, and the cycle continues over and over and over. And we have given her the opportunity to adapt and shift when her back has little tweaks and little moments and still feel successful. So now she doesn't have that story running through her head. And she's actually been managing her low back pain for over a year now without any pills and, you know, magic physical therapy, hands on. It's so amazing how we can shift that story of, okay, yeah, this happened. Right. What can I do, and how can I show myself success today, because it's going to look different?
Yes. I'm currently reading the book Winning the War in Your Mind by Craig Rochelle. And he talks about a lot of these things. And it's just a very science-based approach, what you're talking about, very science-based approach. And it's so effective and it works so well. So to our listeners, if you are finding yourself as one of these people who are feeling stuck, who are feeling overwhelmed, don't stay there. Don't stay there. Reach out and get help. Okay, so Tracy, as we kind of close this up here, do you have any tangible business tips that you want to leave with our audience?
It's interesting because exactly the model that I just said for the health of that recognize, record, refute, and rewire, honestly, that could be your greatest asset for you as a business owner, as you're building a business, because just like those thoughts get in the way of our health, they get in the way of our business, they get in the way of us moving forward. And so, you know, the chatter about the timing's not right and I don't know enough, lean into those thoughts and think about, what are they really telling you? And how can you move forward? How can you be successful today in your business? Because it's never going to be perfect. the timing's never going to be right, all the things, they're never going to be just perfect. And so having that ability to recognize those things as they pop up, I think is just the greatest gift that you can give yourself as a business owner or just as a human being as you're navigating life and health.
Yeah, absolutely. Let go of that control, right? If God has led you here, He's not going to drop you off. Well, Tracy, I so appreciate your wisdom and the value that you have given us in this conversation. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for giving us your time. I know it's precious right now. We really appreciate you being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm super thankful for you and everything that you've been offering.
Absolutely. So make sure y'all that you check her out on her Instagram.
Movement.warrior.
And on her Limited Health podcast, because I think you're going to get a whole lot of goodness from there too. And y'all, don't do this business or faith life alone. There are too many of us out here who are walking similar journeys, and I love to see how God continues to bring us together. I want to remind everyone that if you are a business owner or you are in the planning phases of being a business owner, jump into our Facebook group, The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, or follow us on Instagram at Jen_Kleiber to get business strategies, verses for guidance and encouragement, and just to have a community that celebrates each other, networks with each other, and prays for each other. And you can find Tracy there as well. So that's another place to communicate with her and connect with her too. Thank you so much for listening. Again, please subscribe and share and download. And we will be back with another episode of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast.